An excessive amount of barium is toxic, affecting the nervous system and the heart. State health officials confirmed to the TV station the danger of barium to the human nervous and immunization systems, but hesitated to link this danger to chemtrails. Other tests had already identified barium, along with aluminum oxide, among the contents of chemtrails. During a three-month period in 2002, three separate rainwater and snow samples from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, were collected and submitted for formal double-blind laboratory analysis. Therese Eigner, an accredited environmental engineer, found significant amounts of barium, aluminum, calcium, magnesium, and titanium in the samples, all of which had a verified chain of custody. Eigner concluded that the consistency of the findings indicated a very controlled delivery, dispersion, of chemtrails by aircraft in the area. She added that whoever was responsible for the chemtrails was violating more than a half dozen laws and regulations, both state and national. The potential environmental effects of chemtrails are especially alarming. After a five-year study around Mount Shasta in California determined that chemtrails were causing eco-collapse, more than 61,000 parts per billion, PPB, of aluminum were found in snow at Mount Shasta when the normal level should have been about 7 PPB. In addition, the soil pH had changed from acidic to neutral, and the trees were dying. Most concerning was the fact that about 80% of amphibious species in tributaries had died off, and the local potato harvest had declined by 80%. In light of this fact, it may be more than coincidence that the chemical giant, Monsanto, has developed genetically modified, aluminum-resistant seeds. Could it be that the environment is being poisoned deliberately in order to enable Monsanto to reap greater profits and gain even more control over the world's food supply? Other researchers believe the purpose of chemtrails may include environmental modification and control, including weather control, biological operations, electromagnetic operations, including high-frequency active auroral research program, HARP, and cell towers, military applications, planetary and geophysical modification, a global surveillance system, and the detection of ionic disturbances from exotic propulsion systems. At least one researcher noting that during the first Gulf War, barium was fed to the Iraqi insurgents so they could be tracked by electromagnetic frequency devices, believes chemtrails are monitoring individuals and groups. These possible uses aside, there's clear evidence of the harm of another chemtrail ingredient, tiny synthetic filaments called polymers.